gang. Welcome to 2013 and the first all-new episode of Married to the Collection right here on ToyWorldOrder.com, the only podcast that sits down with a wife and husband as they discuss the perils of being married to a collector with a non-collector in charge of the money situation. Welcome, my co-host and my lovely wife, Carrie DeVoe. Hi, baby.
Hello.
How are you?
Fine.
Yes. It's been a harrowing season since we were last with you guys. We were going to take a couple weeks off, and then we took another week off, and it just kind of, things didn't
we're back.
Things didn't go quite, it wasn't a very Merry, I mean, it was a Merry Christmas, but it wasn't very Happy Holidays for us. I guess we should start out with a big thing, is that, you know, we've talked about it the last couple episodes we did about Carrie's grandmother and how she was diagnosed with lung cancer, and they really didn't give her long to live. Well, unfortunately, she did pass during our break.
Well, actually, she passed away the night we recorded the last podcast.
Yes, that night she passed away.
December 16th.
Yeah.
That night, so she is gone to heaven.
Yeah, get that microphone in your face. There you go. Okay. Act like you're doing naughty things
to
it. Yeah, there you go. There you go. Okay. That's so much better. You got to get all up on that mic.
Okay.
You got to be all up on it. Yes, it was. I mean, she's no longer with us, and it was did not make for a for the very happy week of Christmas. So that kind of threw us for a loop, and then the holidays, and then last week we just didn't get. It's just nothing worked out well for us at all. But we're back. Here we are with an all new episode of Married to the Collection. Yay! I had a good Christmas. I think the lovely Miss DeVoe over here had a good Christmas. She got some stuff that she wanted. Although one of her presents took an extra like 2 weeks to get here.
I made you return it twice.
Yeah, that's true.
Until you got me the right thing.
But one of the big things that we had gone to Goodwill. Actually, I think maybe before or right after we recorded the last episode. I think maybe it was after the last episode. Maybe before, I don't remember. But we had gone to Goodwill to look for pants because we were funeral shopping because we knew it was coming, so it would have been before. And we found these two awesome display shelves, like very right. Very 70s era right. Display. They had like cabinets underneath, but they were these large 4 or 5 shelf with glass doors, the sliding glass doors in front of them. Really nice. Really nice displays. The wood's beat up. You know, they've been around. But, I mean, you know, the glass was still intact. They still worked. It was perfect. They were like $40 a piece. And I was like, I really want these. And you were like,
I said, Merry Christmas to you.
You're like, okay, well, that's part of your Christmas. Okay. So that Monday after we recorded, we drive over to Goodwill in my truck to pick these gigantic shelves up because you had gone to pay for them that morning.
Yeah, I went to pay for them because I didn't want somebody to buy them before we could get over there after work.
Right, because we had seen them the night before, and we were like,
We didn't know. We had to measure them first, and then we came home to make sure the ceiling was tall enough, and then they were getting ready to close, and we were there anyway.
Yeah, it was good times. So you went back to pay for them, and then we both went there to pick them up, and we take the glass out, and me and the guy carry the shelves up, and I swear to God, people, if you see two people wheeling a large, heavy item, do me a favor. Don't meander in the way and then just stand there and look at us like deer in the headlights, like you don't know what's happening. I swear to God, there was one guy, while we're moving these shelves up, and this guy kind of looked funny, you know? He kind of looked kind of not there and really, really, really off. And I'm watching him as we're walking because I'm watching make sure this guy doesn't like bust a sprinkler head because the way the shelves are tilted on this dolly. So I'm like watching going, okay, a little bit to the left, a little bit to the left. And I see this guy and I'm like, and this guy, he just like do, 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 and then stops and looks at us. And I'm like, whoa, whoa, stop, stop, stop. And I'm like, dude, seriously, dude. And he just kept looking at me like, huh? I'm like, sir, move. Oh, and then he like slow as he could moved out of the way. And I was like, you've got to be kidding me. How stupid can one human being possibly be to go, oh, there's a large object. Maybe I shouldn't walk that way. Maybe I'll wait till they pass. Nope, going to stand right in front of them. Anyway, So we get the shelves up there, and we get them. We get the glass in. We get the shelves loaded onto the truck, and there's this big gap. And we have them, you know, they're tied down, but the way that they're set in there, there's this gap in between them. And you were like, what are we going to do? And well,
my solution was
for me to ride in the back of the truck in that little crevice with my arms wrapped around the back of them so they didn't tilt into one another in the cold. It was a very scary ride. The tail was down, like the tailgate was down the entire ride home.
When we say truck, it's just a little tiny Ford pickup. It's not
it's not a huge,
it doesn't have a huge
truck bed.
But yeah, I was worried. There was this gap in between the two shelves, and I knew I just had this awful vision of driving down the road and they just falling off of the truck and smashing to bits on the ground.
We're like, well, we're out.
Merry Christmas to you. There's, well, there's pieces of wood all over the ground.
Yay.
So I'm like, how about you sit back here in between these as like a cushion?
Yes.
So they don't bang against each other.
It was a scary ride home.
Luckily, we didn't went that far away, but still.
No, but still, it was very frightening. And everything was fine until we got.
It was cold, and it was kind of sleeting a little bit. Yes.
Everything was fine until we got on our road, and you know, the truck hits bumps on our road. Like, the road leading from the highway to our neighborhood is an old road, and it's kind of bumpy until you get into the new neighborhoods. And hit that road and start hitting those bumps, and those things started to shimmy and shake, and I was like, oh, crap.
I was only going, like, a mile and a half.
Yeah, it was.
I mean, it was like snail's pace.
It was very, very scary. I kept like having this thing, looking at this, going, "I'm gonna fall out the back of this fucking truck. I'm literally gonna try to save one of these, and it's going to drag me out into the street with it, and somebody's going to hit me, and I'm going to go away. This is not going to be pretty." But we got them home, got them downstairs, got them all cleaned up, and they worked really well. One whole shelf is all of Carrie's Disney stuff. A lot of Carrie's Disney stuff that needed a home. No.
Hey, at least I'm including myself in it.
That's true.
I'm not
that's
just saying
true.
Your Disney stuff.
And now. then one shelf now houses my Marvel Legends and DC Universe figures that were kind of homeless. So they were nice to have. All the storage underneath gives me a chance to, you know, store extra pieces and stuff that need to be stored. And they're really nice. Like I said, they're very 70s era. I really wanted to paint them before we brought them downstairs, but unfortunately paint does not stick to these because it's not real wood and it just doesn't work. And they're fine.
Who cares what they look like? I mean,
true, but they were nice. It was a nice Christmas present. And then we journeyed to St. Louis this past weekend. One of my other Christmas presents was tickets to see Wicked at the Fox Theater in St. Louis, Missouri. And I've been dying to see that show forever. And, well, my lovely wife surprised me with tickets for Christmas.
I did.
She was very excited for me to have them.
Mm-hmm.
But we journeyed to a couple of antique malls, one here in town, one in St. Louis. And the one here in town was just kind of a, hey, let's stop. We haven't been there in a while. Let's look around. Picked up a coloring book and a little bag full of miscellaneous, like, Happy Meal toys and a little tiny vintage Popple. Like a little pocket Popple. So picked up that. But the one in St. Louis is the one that I really want to talk about because it was all Carrie's finding.
Yeah, I saw it online, and the Wicked show didn't start till 1.
Right.
So I thought, let's get up and leave a little bit earlier, go to this antique mall that we haven't been to, and then go to the show afterwards.
Right, yeah.
So
we kind of, we made a morning of it, made a day of it, and we got there just a little after they opened. And from the outside, it looks like, okay, well, it's in an old, like, supermarket. Okay, cool.
Mm-hmm.
But then you walk in and you look and you're like, holy shit, this thing goes on forever.
Huge. Yeah, I think the website said they had over like 450 booths, I think.
Yeah, it might have been even more than that when you start looking at the glass cases that were in there.
Well, yeah, it was. I take that back. I think it said like 450 booths and like 200 and something showcases.
Yeah, so it was. It was just huge. I think it's the largest antique mall we've been to.
Yeah, definitely.
So we walked in and we were both like, well, we have to pee. The bathroom's all the way in the back. So we're walking down the middle of this aisle, looking left and right, going, this is going to take forever. This is just going
to
take
like,
forever.
We only have like 2 hours in here because then we need to head over to the show.
Yeah, so we're like, crap.
We can't, you know, oogle too much.
Yes. Well, and then we even get farther back, and back where the warehouse was in this store is even more booths. So it's like, holy crap. We spent pretty much our entire time that we could in there while hurrying in between booths. We're like, okay, go, go, go.
Yeah, we can usually look at a booth and know, okay, keep going.
Yeah, exactly. But we managed to find a lot of stuff.
A lot of stuff we'd never seen in the wild.
Yeah.
It was cool.
Yeah, it was very cool, and it was funny too because we started to pick up items. Like I think the first item we picked up was for you, and it was a bag full of Happy Meal toys.
Whatever.
And
not for me, for you.
As we started to go, it was funny because you would pick up something like we found a Fisher Price Miss Piggy puppet from the 70s, from the late 70s, early 80s. And we found it in a booth. Her hair's, her everything's there. She looked like in really good shape, so the hair's a little kind of funky. And we found her, and you're like, oh, this is kind of neat. You looked at the price, and before I could look at the price to see what it was, you're like, sold. And I was like,
yeah, I think she's like $5.
I was like, are you me? What happened? Yeah. And it's funny because the majority of the purchases that we were making were you going, sold, sold. And then at one point you were like,
well, we didn't have time to sit there and argue about it. We're either buying it or we're not. We need to move along. And if it was a decent price, I'm like, all right, we're getting it. Let's go.
And it's funny too, because you're like, well, this is turning out to be the day of Jason, a little more expensive than I thought.
Day of Jason, buying toys and going to see a musical he wants to see.
But what's funny is, though, I would have been okay just going to the show, but you were like, let's make a morning of it. Let's go to the Antique Mall. And me, I'm not one to go, no. I was like, yeah, okay.
Oh, well, then give me my money back.
But I was like, yeah, okay, let's go. And I thought that was cute. We were like, you were all like,
well,
fake exasperated.
Well, it was only like 20 minutes away.
Yeah, it wasn't that far.
So we hadn't been there before, and it looked huge online. I'm like, let's go check this out. So,
and just the amount of amazing stuff. I think we spent just a little over $50 and walked out of the two huge bags full of stuff. And we were like, that's a lot of stuff for $50.
Yeah.
I think the coolest thing we found was we had found a booth that had the old Pee Wee Herman toys, like the old action figures. So we found one that had Pee Wee Herman and Magic Screen, and they wanted like $25 for Pee Wee and like $22 for Magic Screen or something like that. And I was like, oh, that sucks. I'd really like to have those. And then we found a glass showcase, and in the showcase was a two-pack, was Pee Wee and his scooter and helmet. I was like, oh, that's awesome. I'm like, but I bet you it's all kind. They probably got it all kinds of expensive. And we find the guy with the key, and when the guy opens it up, we start kind of digging through this booth because there's just so much stuff in this glass case, just so many toys and stuff in bags that they just pile on top
of
one another.
There's no rhyme or reason to any of it. It was a mess.
So, I mean, some of the stuff I saw in there, I saw Dune figures, and I saw, like, muscle figures and just a bunch of stuff. Some of the stuff was high. Some of it was low. You get to the Pee-wee and the scooter, and I pull it out. You had pulled it out and looked at it, and they had $15 on it. And I was like, oh. It's like, really? It's like, that's actually a really good price for that. I'm like, we're going to buy this. I just thought it was funny. You know, that's just one of the things that we find in antique malls more and more now is the extreme difference in pricing between booths and between these owners.
Just
it's like
on eBay. It's the same,
But it's, I think it's on eBay, there are certain like new sellers that come on that think, oh, I can charge this ridiculous amount of money for these like 80s figures that are loose with accessories and someone's going to buy them. And then there's so many more sellers out there who know the system, know how it works, and go, okay, well, I can't sell it for more than this, or no one is going to literally even think about buying it. Whereas antique malls, I literally think a lot of these antique guys, they come across these old toy collections or something like garage sales or something and buy it, and then just throw whatever price they think. They're like, oh, this was 1983. Well, I'm going to charge $80 for it.
Well, a big thing we notice is like the collector glasses.
Yes.
I mean, we'll see one booth and they'll have like
$3 to $5 on them.
Yeah, for like the Muppets.
Right.
And then we'll go to another booth and they have the same exact glasses for like $8, $9 a piece. And
yeah. It's like, why is there such the prices are so far away from one another at times. Especially you look at lunchboxes. Some booths will have lunchboxes in really good shape with the thermoses for a decent price. And then you go to another booth that has the exact same thermos with a lunchbox that's in worse shape, and they want like $100+ for it. And you're like, what is happening in here? What is wrong with these people? Do they not, you would think that a lot of these antique booth dealers would go from booth to booth looking at people's prices to kind of get a better idea. I mean, that's how that marketplace is supposed to work and be run. But I was literally surprised at the amount of stuff that we had never seen that was in there that we actually passed on. You know, the hard plastic Bert and Ernie puppets from the 70s. We found those in a booth, and they wanted like 20 apiece for them. Lots of board games that we saw that I was like, oh, I'd really like to have a board game, but maybe next time, you know?
Yeah. Well, and some of them didn't have all the pieces. There was one, a couple of them didn't have all the pieces, but we hadn't, you know, we'd never seen them in an antique mall before.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's kind of neat.
The amount of, you know, just the sheer amount of toys that we came across. You know, we actually came across, you found a Teddy Ruxpin clothing set that we'd never seen in an antique mall before. You know, just all kinds of little Tomy wind-up sets, like the little basketball set that you wind the little basketball up and he spins around the little poles on there and then you try to flip him into the basket, you know, that kind of stuff. Just stuff we've never seen around here in antique malls. And it's always fun for us to venture out to other antique malls, to, you know, other states and other towns and go, okay, well, what's in this one? You know, and we always seem to find, every time we go somewhere new, we always seem to find a ton of stuff.
Yeah.
And we've...
That one would be one that I would like to go to again, just because we did kind of have to rush through it.
Yes.
And we didn't really get to, like, poke around as much as we normally do.
Right. So. Yeah, usually we spend hours in an antique mall.
Well, yeah, and especially one that big, we probably could have spent half a day in there.
Exactly. Now, we had talked, there's a Toy Man toy show this weekend, this coming weekend. And for the first time in a long time since going to these, I finally convinced you, hey, go with me. We get in free. We don't have to get up early. We can go peruse. You can go see what the toy show's at. You can dig through the totes, you know. Go with me. And you were like, okay, well, you were like, we're not going to have time to go to all these antique malls this Sunday when we went to see the show. So you're like, let's see
if any of them are close to the Toy Man and we'll check them out.
Yeah, you were like, let's go to Toy Man. Let's make another day of it. Go to Toy Man and look around, and then we'll go to these other antique malls and just, you know, get out of the house, because it's something you and I have seemed to do less and less of this past year, is get out of this house on a regular basis.
Well, especially during the winter, and we've mentioned this numerous times, but I work from home, so a lot of times during the week, I don't leave.
Right, exactly.
I mean, I walk the dogs every day, several times a day, but other than that, I don't actually go anywhere.
Yeah.
So, yeah, especially during the winter, I'm like, ugh.
Yeah.
So it's nice to, get out.
And that was kind of one of our unofficial New Year's resolutions, was going out more in 2013 and doing stuff like, you know, this Wednesday, you know, we'll be going to see the Harlem Globetrotters, which we've talked about going to see the Harlem Globetrotters. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
For as long as you and I have been together. Yeah. And it's going to be very cool to finally be like, hey, we're finally going to the Harlem Globetrotters.
Right.
After so many years of us going, we should go to that. Yeah, we should probably go to that.
Yeah.
And then sit on our thumbs and never do it.
And they're coming here.
Yes.
So it makes it easier. I'm a huge when they come basketball
here,
fan.
The thing is, they've come here every year we've been together. And every year we were like, we should go. And we're like, I've always wanted to see them. And then it never happens.
I know. Sometimes we're lazy.
Yes.
I'm excited about that. Like I said, I'm a huge basketball fan, and they're hilarious to watch.
Yes. Yeah.
So,
and we got a package where we get to go before the show to the pre-show and be on the court and actually meet the players. So that's
and
kinda,
like, learn tricks and get pictures taken and stuff like that. So yeah.
So it's kind of neat. I'm looking
and
forward
of course,
to that.
Being the thrifty person that I am, I got those tickets half price. Thank you very much.
Yes, you did. Very much so. Mm-hmm. I do think it was funny though. We came home from the show in the antique mall and brought the bags into the living room, and you had bought this large bag of, when the first Flintstones movie was out, McDonald's did these little cars and like Bedrock Town, like plastic buildings. And you had bought a bag of those, and it was fun to watch you go through them and put the stickers on them. And I thought that was
You're
cute
funny.
To sit there and watch and go, she's cute. I'm like, look at her putting stickers on her toys. Like, she's adorkable.
Oh,
I thought that was really.
Well, first I had to ask you, I'm like, is it okay if I put these on? You want me to keep them in the bag?
No, I was like, put them on there. You're totally.
I mean,
the bags were open. I'm like, put the stickers on. I'm like, we're going to display them. It's not like we're buying them to resell them. They're going to be displayed. So it's like, put the stickers on. Shit, I don't care. But I thought it was pretty cute. I just sitting on the couch while you're in your chair watching you put stickers on. And that was watching you try to fix the doors that kept falling off.
Yeah.
And it was pretty. It was fun. It's fun for me to watch you start to have your own appreciation of this stuff that you love.
It's not
like
happening.
This cute. Like there was a booth that was nothing but Disney stuff.
Oh my God, I was in heaven.
And she wanted everything.
I wanted to stand there. It's not that I wanted this stuff. I really wanted to look at it.
Yeah.
I just wanted to look and see like what everything was and, It was way too expensive. All the stuff was
there was a lot of very high prices on the stuff, and a lot of it was stuff we had never seen. Again, it goes back to we've never seen that stuff before. That much of it in one place at one time, and it's like, you know, we have an old antique with a box. It's an old Interbay. I can't remember what it's called, but it's a Mickey Tapatune.
Yeah.
And we saw one there that was complete with the hammer. And ours didn't have the hammer, but I was like, now I know what the hammer looks like. Maybe I can find it on eBay someday.
We've never seen that anywhere.
No. And they had the box and everything. I saw the box up in the corner above the booth, and I'm like, oh. But they wanted, like, I think we paid $15 for ours, and that's been a couple years ago.
I was thinking $5 at an auction.
It was it was cheap. Nobody bid on it. Yeah. I remember that. And it was like, well, shit, let's buy it.
Yeah.
And they had theirs marked. I mean, understand it was complete with the hammer. But it was like $175 or something like that. And I was like, wow. I was like, well, I get an idea what ours is worth without the hammer. It's probably worth $100. So that was kind of neat. But just to watch you, like, we had seen that booth as we went to the bathroom, and I thought you were going to stop right there and go,
well,
I almost veered off
because I was like, ooh.
I was like, no, we'll go to the bathroom. We'll come out here.
I see lots of Mickey Mouse over there.
Well, we kept seeing Mickey as we were walking. You'd be like, and start to, like, weed off. And I'm like, whoa. I'm like, no. Like, let's go to the bathroom. Let's let's get a game plan. Let's start at one end and work our way up. I'm looking forward to this weekend, again, just to, you know, make a little road trip of it and just go out and look and have fun. And nothing is more fun to me than being able to go out and hang out with you somewhere.
Oh, I know. You're going to make me cry.
that is my favorite thing. I love sitting at home because we're homebodies.
Even though we're dumb sometimes when we go out, like, for instance, when we went to St. Louis and we went to the show and we parked on the street and we've put money in the meter. And
$3.
Didn't know that you didn't have to. So we just wasted
$5. Yeah, we wasted like $5 because we saw other people feeding money into the meter. We're like, oh, shit, maybe you have to pay because we parked on the street. We're like, well, crap. I'm like, here's $3 worth of quarters, and I guess we'll buy something at the intermission and run out here and put more money in it because it's only a 2-hour meter. So we come out the intermission. We're like rushing. We're throwing money into it, and you hear this, whoop, whoop. And I'm like, and here comes this cop on a Segway.
Yeah.
He's like, hey, you don't have to put money in that on Sundays. And we're like, son of a bitch.
I know.
And he just started laughing. I was like, well, state of Missouri just got $4. And he goes, well, actually, it's the city. I'm like, screw the city. They just got $4, damn it.
I was like, well, we didn't know. And I would rather have put $4 in than gotten a.
And he goes, you know what? He goes, even if you hadn't, he's like, it was a $15 ticket.
Well, still $15.
I know.
I'd rather pay four.
We were like, gosh damn it. We're like, well, crap. There's a waste of $4.
I know.
And then, of course, because of us doing that intermission, we get back in the building just as the intermission is over. And Carrie's like, I really have to pee. And I was like, oh. So we missed, like, the very start of the second half of the show. I was like, oh, well. That's what we get. But, yeah, we're pretty dumb when it comes to that. Because we were like, he's like, well, it says it right there on the back of the. I was like, does it? I'm like, oh, God, it does. I'm like, gosh, dang
it. Well, but we were in a hurry.
We were like, we were in a hurry, and we didn't want to, you know. He's like, well, are you guys just at the Fox? He's like, yeah. We're like, yeah. And he's like, oh, I see. So, gosh, dang it. But it was a good show.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know if anybody, you know, listens into musicals. I don't know how many other toy people, like,
you know,
who are into that kind of stuff.
It's hard to say because my
that
tastes.
That one, though, you know, I'll admit, I'm not much of a musical kind of person.
Right.
But this one, I really enjoyed.
Yes.
It's Wicked.
Right.
If you don't know what it is, Google it. But it's a very clever premise.
It's basically.
The music is awesome.
Yes.
It's funny.
It's the story of the Wizard of Oz in a different light. And it's basically the story of the Wicked Witch of the West and Glinda the Good and how they went to school together and were friends and how the Wicked Witch of the West became the Wicked Witch of the West.
Like before, like everything that happened
before
Dorothy showed up.
Yeah.
It's funny and it was a good show. I had
it was
a good time.
Powerful and it was just a great, you know.
I wanted to sing along to some of the songs because when we first started dating, you had the soundtrack somehow.
It was on the computer.
And you would listen to it.
Yes.
So it was, several of the songs like got in my head, and I had to like catch myself from like singing to them.
Yes.
Like, mm-hmm.
Especially Defying Gravity. When Defying Gravity came on, you were like,
Defying Gravity, that was a good song.
But I mean, that's one of the things, you know, I was saying that even though we're homebodies, we don't get to go out like on dates very often, like a date night. Because we're usually like, it's cost money. We could just sit here at the house and And it's always nice to be able to go somewhere with you. It's always fun for me to go somewhere with you and just to have a nice night.
That's why our marriage works so well, because we enjoy being together, but at the same time, I'm okay. Like, for instance, if you went to Toy Man Sunday with your friends,
right.
I would be okay with that too. I don't have to like go everywhere with you all the time.
Yes. When it's like we had a conversation at the beginning of, the end of last week into the weekend, but we were walking the dogs, and I think we were just, you know, being catty at one another. And I was like, we need a vacation from one another. I'm like, we've seen way too much of each other.
Well, yeah.
Because
when my grandma passed away, we took off
We were off work together for almost 9 days.
Yeah.
With the holiday and everything else.
Yeah. So
in a row.
So we were like attached at the hip for those 9 days. So I agree. It was time to get back to work and to, get away from each other for a while. But I was glad that I had you during that time.
Yeah.
You were great.
Yeah. I think, you know, there's not many funny stories that come out of something like that, but, one of the funnier things that happened during the visitation and the funeral was that, you girls, you and your sisters, your mother passed away 14 years ago, and she was the oldest. And of course, you guys lived with your grandma at one time, you and your younger sister, and your older sister was at college. And when your grandmother passed away, one of your aunts had called your older sister and said, "Hey, we found some of your mom's stuff upstairs. We think there's some of your mom's stuff upstairs. You guys want to come down?" And you guys went down there, on a Tuesday, to go through it to see what was there. And I remember dropping you off to meet your big sister, and your big sister Tracy was like, "Hey, they may ask you to be a pallbearer." And I'm like, "Yeah, okay, whatever, cool. Didn't know grandma that well, but okay, cool. I don't have a problem with that. That's fine." And you come home that night, and you were taking a bath, and you were like, "Yeah, you're a pallbearer.
Yeah.
They've already printed the programs."
Yeah. I'm like, "So are you okay with that?"
But we do it, and, we're at the day of the funeral, the pallbearers have to be, are asked to be in the office before the service, and they go over what we're going to do and stuff, and, they know our names because of the programs. And then, so we're carrying her out after the service to put her in the car. And I'm at her head and I'm carrying it. And of course, you get there and they're like, when we get to a certain point, I hear the funeral director say, "Okay, Josh, step aside." I'm like, "Who the fuck is Josh? Who the fuck's Josh? Who's he talking about?" And he goes, and I'm standing there. And he goes, "Oh, Josh, step aside." And I'm like, I turn around and he goes, "Josh." And he points at me and I'm like, "Oh, okay." And I step aside and I'm shaking my head going, "What the hell?"
He was close.
And they get grandma in the car and they close it. And I start to walk back with my brother-in-law, with Dave, and then your cousin, David. And my brother-in-law Dave goes, "You had one job to do, Duval. One job. That's it. You couldn't even do that right, Josh." And I'm like, "What?" And your cousin, goes, "Well, you got a couple of the letters right at least."
Yeah.
I was like, "What the hell?" I was like, "How do you get that wrong?" And of course, that as we leave for the funeral, I thought it was pretty. It was one of those kind of magical moments that kind of sticks with you. But we had gotten to the funeral, we got to the cemetery, and everybody's in the tent. It's pouring down.
Oh,
rain.
It was awful that
day. It
was
horrible. But as soon as the preacher began to speak under the tent, literally the minute he opened his mouth, it went from rain to snow like that. And my brother-in-law Dave and I were looking at each other like, "Did you just see that shit? Are we the only ones who saw that? That was amazing."
I didn't notice it, but yeah.
Like in a heartbeat, just from rain to snow like that.
And boy, it did not stop for about 5 hours.
No, we had to drive home in it. And it was blizzard conditions from Rushville to Springfield. And it was the worst drive home we have ever had from Rushville. It took us probably an hour, maybe almost 2 hours to get home. Whereas
it's normally like a 45-minute
Whereas
drive.
Your younger sister, who only lives 25 minutes away from Rushville, they were on the highway. There's a huge accident in front of them. A tractor trailer overturns, blocking the entire highway. And they can't turn around because another accident has happened behind them. So in front of them and behind them. They were stuck on that highway for 8+ hours before they got the roads cleared for them to go home.
Yes, they had to. They sat in their car. I think it was like 7 hours and like 15 minutes. They sat in their car.
Yeah. Tell me, those of you listening, that is not one of the worst situations.
Well,
that you
I
could
just
ever imagine yourself.
I just
in.
Kept like we were texting, you know, back and forth with her like the
yes.
whole night, and I kept asking, you know, kept texting her like, "Are you guys still there? Are you
yeah.
are you okay?
Yeah.
Has anybody checked on you? What's going on?" And she's like, "You know, we're fine, but we're going to have to shut the car off soon because we're about out of gas."
Yes.
And I'm just like, "Oh my god!"
I know
like,
you're
they
like
got out of their car and walked home.
Oh yeah, no, they could have
been home. I mean, it would have been an awful walk, but I mean,
oh yeah, they could have been home
were,
in 20 minutes.
Yeah, I just, oh, God. But thank God she was not alone. She had her
right.
husband with her.
The kids weren't with them.
Thank God her kids weren't with her because she would have just probably gone. She probably would have gotten out of the car and started to walk home if her kids had been
yes.
in the car with her.
I just can't imagine that, being stuck on that road. I mean, there were times, I mean, we never had any problems or anything, but it was like, we were like, we're never getting home. Damn it, this is horrible.
Yeah, it was very, I think top speed was like 45 miles an hour.
If that, at times we were going like
yeah.
20. We were like,
yeah. I was like, and like all three of my sisters and I, you know, we were texting, well, you were texting.
I was texting,
driving.
Yeah.
We were trying to, just to kind of keep up with where everybody was to make sure everybody got home okay.
Yeah.
And like, we get home, and I'm like, you know, see if my little sister got home yet. And you're like, no. And I'm like, what's going on? And he's like, apparently there's an accident. I'm like, okay, no problem. Like 2 hours later, I'm texting her.
Yeah,
are you
still there?
I'm like, this is nuts.
Yeah, it was bad. It was really, oh, man. What a day, though. What a Christmas season. I mean, we kind of got, you know, a white Christmas. We're like, yeah, white Christmas. But you and I were like, no, stop snowing. We don't want any of it here.
I'm not one of those people that needs snow.
No, I don't even want snow. I don't want to see it.
No,
I hate it.
I don't care for it at all.
I hate it. Because the first year we lived here, that winter, we got hit by a blizzard here. Like I think it was like 10 inches, 12 inches of snow, something like that. It was something crazy. And we, you know, couldn't go to work the next day or for days after that, actually. You know, we were pretty much... I went out the next day to kind of unbury the cars, and it took me like almost 4 hours to shovel the driveway to the street to get the cars out. And we knew we had to go back to work. And I was like, oh, I hate snow. Hate it so much. Hate every bit of it. Hate it all.
Yeah.
So that kind of brings us up to speed with what the Duvalls have been doing and the toys we've been finding. And like I said, this week is...
You didn't tell them about the shirt about you. I have a toy problem.
That is true. That is true. I did get a... I got a couple of cool shirts. I got a shirt that is...
Well, I don't know about the one.
I love both of those shirts. Carrie got me a Back to the Future shirt that is really cool. That it's basically... It represents all three movies, and it's just like pieces of the clock face and then like the front of each of the car. And it's obvious, you can tell, because, you know, the Back to the Future 1 car is the tires are down. The Back to the Future 2 car, the tires are in hover mode. And the Back to the Future 3 car are railroad, you know, wheels. And it's a very cool shirt. I love that shirt.
I got that from tfury.com.
Tfury.com, which is an awesome, awesome site. And then the second shirt she got me was from... my good pal Jordan Himbro. He's been wearing all of these shirts they've been making, not for Toy Hunter, but for his website for Hollywood Heroes.
They should look into lowering their. I've never spent so much money on a T-shirt in my life.
Yeah, I'd say
would
they're
you
like.
Do you know how much it was?
They're like $30.
Yeah, I think total it was like $38 for one shirt.
Yeah, I know. I know it's.
It was.
I had looked at the shirts before and was like, "That's expensive." I'm like,
yeah,
"Those shirts
I've
are pricey."
I've never spent so much money on a T-shirt, but that's okay. That's all right. We're supporting Jordan and the show.
That's right. That's right. So I've got a show that says I have a toy problem.
Yeah.
Which I'm probably going to wear to the toy show this weekend, which is awesome.
My God.
I can't.
Oh,
wait.
We're not going to wear the brony and then the.
Oh, we
the
could.
Bronies.
That's right. We could do that too. I didn't think about that because you haven't worn that My Little Pony shirt out at all.
I know. I think the tag's still on it.
Yeah, I think so too. that I'm looking forward to that. I really am looking forward because you have never been to an actual toy show. And mind you, it's no Kane County. It's a small toy show.
No, I mean, I've been to like Wizard World.
You've been to Wizard World,
really
which isn't,
the same
yeah,
thing.
not really the same thing. But I think you're going to be.
is it big?
Yeah, it's big. I mean, there's a lot of dealers in
okay,
there.
Like, is it as big as the antique mall that we just went to?
No, it's not that
oh.
big. But
Ooh.
there are almost, I think Chris has got almost 300 tables of dealers and stuff.
Right.
So there's a lot of there's a lot of variety there. There's a lot of stuff there. There's Hot Wheels. There's classic toys. There's the toys we like.
Disney.
There's tons of Disney.
Happy Meal.
Tons of Happy Meal. Good. Yes.
Otherwise, so I don't care.
I'm looking forward to that. I'm really excited to do that. And then, like I said, go to the other antique malls and stuff and see what, you know, see what else we can find in St. Louis. Because we've never ventured very far into St. Louis at all.
Yeah.
Which is really strange to me. I don't know why we never have, really, but it's like it's not like it's that far away from us.
No, it's not. About 90 miles. About it takes about 90 miles, I think.
Not that hard to get there. You know, it's kind of like when we go to the 217. I'm trying to. We go to the 217. You know, we've stopped many times, many times. At on the way there, this last time we were like, it took us forever to get to Ohio because we kept stopping.
Yeah.
We're like, look at antique malls over there. Let's go.
Yeah.
So it was one of those things where it's like, there's another one.
Yeah.
And so by the time, of course, we were like, well, let's get there early. We'll get a good night's rest. We'll get up early. And of course, we don't get to Ohio till like 9:45 at night because we literally left at like noon. And it's only a 5-hour drive, and we get there at almost 10 o'clock, and we're like, and you're like, well, so much for sleeping, I guess.
Yeah.
It was pretty funny, though, because we just kept stopping. We were like, there's a Goodwill. There's an antique store. There's another Goodwill. There's another antique store. There's four antique stores in a row.
I know.
Oh, man.
You're spoiled.
I don't know if I'm spoiled. It's just I think my wife enjoys doing this stuff as much as I do, which is fun. We do have some questions. I know it's been a while. Some of the questions are a little older, but Yoda Soup says, hey, Mr. and Mrs. Duvall, how are your toy-loving selves doing? Well, I think we've caught you up to speed. Yeah. I think we're all good. Two questions this week. Number one, Carrie, what is your favorite piece in your collection? And admit you like toys.
I don't have a collection.
That's a lie. She's lying.
No, I don't. I don't know.
What is your favorite thing that we've purchased that you're like,
I don't know.
No?
Because a lot of the stuff is like a set.
Yeah.
Right? Like there's not a lot of things that are like by themselves.
True.
Goes with other things.
True.
I don't know. I just like all my Disney stuff.
Well, that's a good answer then. And he says, number two, Carrie, can you tell us fans something about me, Jason, that we might not know? Like, for instance, do I wear Ariel PJs to bed? Or do I, in fact, actually like sports and am I ashamed to admit it? And he wants to know, whatever did happen to the Wayne Gretzky doll? As a Canadian, these are the things that keep me up at night, Yoda Soup out. Well, before she answered that, Wayne Gretzky's still sitting in my closet.
Yeah, we still own him.
Anyone who wants to buy him, I will sell him for $45. Because he's selling for way more than that. And I don't care to try to make all that money. $45
And we've had him for a while.
And $45 would be great. So if you want him, Yoda Soup, email me. I'll be happy to hook that up. Okay.
No, you don't like sports. Thank God. I could not. I would much rather you be into toys than sports.
Yes.
Because some of my friends have husbands that are into sports, and I don't know how they. Oh, that would drive me nuts.
Yeah. Well, I'm into wrestling. It's kind of a sport.
But wrestling isn't on every single night. Well, I guess it is.
Well, it is. It seems like it is now. It's on all the time, it seems.
Something about you people might not know.
Yes.
Well, I don't know what you want me to say.
It can be something embarrassing. I don't care.
I don't know.
I have no shame on these shows. People know all this the stuff that I do.
Well, they know this. I'm going to say you're very emotional.
I am very emotional.
I think we've kind of touched on that a little bit. Sometimes we watch stuff on TV and I look over and somebody's crying.
Damn, Glee makes me cry sometimes.
Glee, yeah. You have a very big heart.
I do.
And I know a lot of people will probably make fun of you for crying at stuff, but...
Yeah.
You know, to me that shows what a good person you are. Aww. You care enough. You know what I mean?
Thanks.
I don't know. I don't know if that's something people don't know about you, but yeah, sometimes we'll be watching something. Oh, he sleeps with a My Little Pony blanket.
I do. My friend Dale Gailey made me My Little Pony blanket. years ago, and it had just been folded up in the closet until this past winter. And, of course, the animals have pretty much taken over all the extra blankets in the house to lay on. So I was like, you know what? I got a blanket up here. I'm going to cover this with my other blanket so I can stay warm at night, because somebody doesn't like to keep the heat on very often.
Yeah.
Somebody likes to turn the heat down at night, which sucks.
We don't need to heat the whole house when we're sleeping.
It gets cold. So
I use the blanket when I'm working and cover up with it while I'm sitting at my desk.
It's a comfy blanket.
It's very nice.
Yes, it's a wonderful blanket. It's my favorite blanket of all time. I like my blanket.
Oh, shoot.
And then our good buddies Andy Mort and Lickety Split, actually.
Those are people I've never heard of.
Well, you've heard of Lickety Split's the girl on the forums who has...
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay,
and Andy Mort's on the forums.
Gotcha.
He actually sent it... let's see. I know he sent it as an audio, but I... let's see. I want to do... Actually, just read it.
That's fine.
They ask... and Lickety Split actually the one that came with the question. They couldn't figure out which... whose account to post it under. So... But they want to know, did we ever have to cheap out on other people's presents because you were out doing your Christmas shopping and saw things for yourself that you just had to get? As I say, I don't think we've ever had that problem.
No. Well, I don't ever see anything that I just have to have.
No, she doesn't.
And I actually got mad at you, and I'm still kind of mad at you, that you spent so much money on me. I know you spent a ton of money on me for Christmas. I got a heart rate monitor.
Yes, you did.
And I got a very expensive magic bullet.
Blender.
It's a blender, people. It's a blender.
Yes, it's not a sex toy.
A very nice one, which I didn't need a fancy schmancy one. I just wanted a personal blender, and you went out and got the best one they had.
Well, you know, only the best for my wife.
But no, I don't ever see something and I'm like, oh, I have to have that, so I'm not gonna.
No, and for me, it comes to a point where usually around usually December is when I pretty much stop buying stuff. Like, I'll still go to a toy show, but I usually don't.
Right.
I don't go out of my way to go, I'm gonna buy that, because I never know. She always has such a hard time buying stuff for me that it's like, I don't want to deal with it. So I'm like, I'll just sit back and wait to see what I get for Christmas. And what I don't get, I'll go buy eventually.
And we don't really have a lot of people to buy for.
No, not at all.
We have
mom,
nephews,
your sisters, the nephews, our brother-in-law. That's
about it.
Yep. Both brother-in-laws. That's pretty much it, period. So, there you go, guys. That brings us up to date with the Duvalls for 2013.
We're going to try to get back on track, right?
Yes, we're back on track with this episode. So every 2 weeks until the spring, until we start venturing out on weekends to go to garage sales, and we'll have more to talk about at that point. So it's just one of those things. But I hope you enjoyed the show. Hope you all had a Merry Christmas, and hope you all had a Happy New Year, and welcome to 2013. The world didn't end.
The
Mayan calendar ended, and we're still here. So lots of fun stuff coming up for us. You can follow us on Twitter at Puppet Duvall or at Mrs. Duvall. Lots of great stuff coming up on Toy World Order that we're going to be announcing here really soon. There's going to be a couple of new podcasts that are going to start. There's going to be a new show that I'm very, very excited about. I've got new lighting equipment coming, so there's going to be... not that the video quality is bad on Toy World Order, it's not, but my live action stuff, when it's me at the flea market finds counter and stuff, will be better lit and will look better. So I'm excited about that. I'm excited about the new shows coming up that we're going to be doing. Lots of great stuff. So guys will have a lot to look forward to from ToyWorldOrder.com in 2013. Hope you guys, like I said, had a happy holidays, and we will talk to you in 2 weeks.
Bye.